97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It is Amp Radio. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on, what is it? Thursday?
I don't know what day it is.
All the days are blending together, that is for sure.
And also, like, we look forward to Friday, but is there anything to look forward to tomorrow? Like, it's Friday. Big effing deal. We're all going to be doing the same thing.
I think it's senseless to even keep track of the days in quarantine or whatever we're calling this.
Yeah.
Because why?
Yeah.
Crystal B, what is trending? Give us a taste.
I have the latest TikTok trend, and it might be Corona related.
Okay. I think I know what it is. I'm on TikTok way too much. Hold on. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Welcome, Chelsea. Crystal B on Amp Radio. Time for trending. Crystal B, what you got?
All right. We already know of the TikTok really hot boyfriend check.
Ayo, really hot boyfriend check.
Well, now there is the TikTok Corona check.
Ayo, coronavirus check.
Booker, I'm pretty sure you've seen this already because you love TikTok.
Justin Bieber and Haley did a great little dance.
I did see that. That was cute. I don't care what you say, Booker. By the end of this quarantine, you're going to have yourself a TikTok page.
For the record, I have a page. I just don't post.
You're a creep that just lurks.
Right. I'm a lurker.
Exactly.
That's what I am. I'll be honest about it.
This new TikTok thread is people opening doors and not using their hands. So they're using their feet, hips, and even using their butt cheeks.
Oh, hell no.
And I wish I could unsee this, but I can't unsee it. It's so gross. It's like really ugly butts too. Like, why is it really bad looking butts?
Yeah.
Clenching the butt cheeks and opening the door.
Stop.
With their butt cheeks.
And then there's like people doing it from the front.
Ugh.
That's unsanitary. I feel like stuff seeps through.
You know what?
Ew.
That's your house. Do what you want. I don't care.
Gross.
Sweaty crotch for sure.
You know, students in LAUSD might be on TikTok a little more in the upcoming days or weeks because Governor Newsom warned parents to prepare for schools to not open until after summer break. So kids are going to be home. That's wild. It's not 100% confirmed, but it kind of looks like it's definitely going to go in that direction. In other corona-related things, restaurants are getting hit really hard by not being able to do dine-in. So Gorilla Tacos right here in LA thought of a super creative way to keep things afloat, like their new emergency kit promo. It has 5 pounds of chicken, 5 pounds of carne asada, a quart of salsa, a quart of green salsa, tortillas, onions, cilantro, rice, beans, 30 eggs, and most importantly,
here it comes.
Yes, 4 rolls of toilet paper.
Damn!
Mic
that.
Drop.
That.
And I feel like for families, this is like the perfect thing. It'll last
you. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. And you know, sometimes they're great.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes there are really bad days. Today, really bad day. Okay. So bear with me on this one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bruce Willis. We like Bruce Willis.
That's
he's
cool.
Old, but
whatevs.
Okay, 65, right?
Yeah. He's a legend.
So we'll give me like a half a point for that
okay.
one. The great Clayton Kershaw,
ooh,
humanitarian
huh.
and ball player, okay. of course, for the LA Dodgers. So that's a good one. 32 today.
Oh, nice.
The musical portion of our happy birthday.
Oh, my God. My favorite.
Oh,
please
no.
be random.
I had to reach for a drummer of a band, okay?
Okay?
Look, it's a band from like the late 90s, early 2000s. They're still out there playing. It's Jimmy Eat World's drummer, Zach Lund.
Oh, I love Jimmy Eat World.
I like Jimmy Eat World. I didn't know what Jimmy Eat World's drummer's name was, but
I don't think anyone in the band knows what his name is. Okay, so that's the best I could do this morning. There you go. He's 40-something. Happy birthday.
Yay.
And when I say it's a terrible birthday day, by the way, it's so terrible that it's actually Harvey Weinstein's birthday too. That's how bad today is.
That does not need a mention.
Yeah,
at all.
Scratch that.
They're giving him a birthday present right now, if you know what I mean.
Oof,
happy birthday,
yeah,
Harvey.
Know.
You know. All right, it is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Entertainment time. Chelsea, what's happening in the world of Hollywood?
All right, so it is day 5 of the coronavirus quarantine. We're all feeling a little bit stir crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But Cardi B is giving us an update on how she's handling things.
I need to know what's going on. If you work at the Pentagon, let a know. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm losing my mind. I want to get dressed up. I want to put my expensive outfits, and I want to go out, and I can't.
Definitely very relatable.
I love her so much.
But Vanessa Hudgens sort of gets crap for poo-pooing, I can't go to Coachella, where. Cardi's sort of saying the same thing. Like, I can't, I can't put my dress on.
Very different.
No, Vanessa Hudgens was talking about people dying. Like, it's inevitable, isn't it? Cardi B isn't talking about people dying and losing family members. Very different. Mm.
Honestly, I will say that Cardi B's updates, though, I kind of live for because she's so entertaining that I want to keep them coming. And I also want them to keep coming because her rants get turned into remixes that are bops like this. And speaking of Vanessa Hudgens, you guys were just talking about, so Chrissy Teigen is actually coming to the defense of Vanessa Hudgens, who voiced her opinion on the coronavirus. We were just talking about it. Here's a snippet.
Even if everybody gets it, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible, but like, inevitable?
So Chrissy Teigen is basically saying, look, we all say stupid stuff sometimes. One day it'll be you or me, so let's not ruin her life over it. Which I do genuinely appreciate, especially in this time of cancel culture. But she's getting dragged on social media. Have you seen what people are saying?
People are saying, yeah, coronavirus kills people and they just killed your entire career.
This just did. Everybody's dumb. Okay, come on.
Fucker,
seriously.
Come on.
Who cares what people online say and think? She has a goofy opinion. It's a goofy opinion or a thought. Who cares?
I think the best thing that came out of this whole Vanessa Hudgens thing is that there's now a song that goes along with her comments.
Yeah, people are gonna die. Just terrible, but like... Inevitable?
Kind of amazing.
Thank God I heard that.
I know. The celebrity couple of the day goes to Ciara and husband Russell Wilson, who just donated 1 million meals to the Food Lifeline to help those suffering in Seattle during the growing COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. So kudos to them.
I love that.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial for your Monday.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. So which one of the three of us would be the best at asking Siri or Alexa or Google Play to turn on 97.1 AMP Radio?
Ooh.
So Chelsea, let me hear your sexy voice.
Alexa. Can you be serious right now?
Alexa, turn on 97.1 AMP Radio.
I don't know why. I roll.
Why did you roll your R's?
I don't know, you guys. I've been alone.
Things are getting weird.
Somebody get her a D immediately. Crystal B, your sexy Alexa, play 97.1 AMP Radio.
Hey, Alexa.
Guys, you just set off my Alexa.
Wow.
She literally just set off mine.
I could hear it.
Alexa, stop. There's like music playing now.
Wait, do I get to finish? I was excited to do this.
Hold on, let me turn the damn music off. This is real music. So go ahead, finish that.
Hey, Alexa.
God.
Play that 97.1 AMP radio.
Why are you blinking your eyes like that?
It's like she's flirting with an electrical device. It's like flirting with a toaster is what she just did.
I didn't even touch it or anything yet.
Darius Booker to give it his best sexy try.
Hey, Alexa, play 97.1 AMP Radio. And look at that. Alexa just took her clothes
look
off.
Look at what? We're not...
No, my Alexa just...
Oh, okay.
The plastic just fell off of my Alexa.
I'm not
It
pleased.
Melted.
Oh, you wish.
My Alexa just melted. It's the weirdest thing.
Alexa's the only person that wants to hang out with you in quarantine.
I mean, I don't think she even does.
I hate both of you and Alexa, so there. It is AMP Radio.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
It is AMP Radio. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B. We are at our homes. Mm-hmm. I'm in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Crystal B's in the South Bay. Yep. Chelsea's in West Hollywood, which I see, by the way, the corona numbers have spiked in West Hollywood. Melrose is a hot spot, apparently.
Great. That's like 2 blocks away. Fun.
Stay off of Melrose. What is trending, Crystal B?
All right. So Amazon announced that they are suspending shipments of non-essential items to their warehouses, making more room at their warehouses for medical and household supplies. This is happening already now until April 5th, but I feel like that's going to be extended. I feel like our dates that we're getting, everything is going to be extended anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, Is wine a household item?
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could order wine on Amazon.
Yes,
can you?
Of course.
You can
order everything.
You get like four at a time, but you can totally do it.
Wow.
I only bought four bottles thinking that'd be enough, and I already ran through all four.
Yeah,
so
done.
Amazon, come through.
All right, you guys want some good news?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, so over 82,000 people have already recovered from coronavirus worldwide, which is a great number, and it's going up pretty fast. So in China, where this virus started, it's pretty much no longer happening. Like, people are no longer getting coronavirus in China. So I feel like we're going to get to that point soon, sending good vibes for all of us. And I'm Crystal B. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah. 97.1
Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
And a majestic. Yeah. He's still...
He really
in the Corona zone, back on Wilshire.
Thank you, man.
Way to go. It is Amp Radio on this Thursday morning in quarantine.
Are we sure it's Thursday? What day is it?
I don't really know anymore.
It's like one long day.
Entertainment, what's cooking, Chels?
Does Drake have the coronavirus, you guys?
We go 0 to 100 real quick.
Stop.
Listen, there's a good chance he does, because 8 days ago, he was hanging out with Nets player Kevin Durant, who just tested positive. The two were spotted partying in LA together. I'm hearing that Drake right now is currently self-isolating, like most of us are, but he has no symptoms. But like, we're learning that doesn't even matter. So Drake could currently have coronavirus.
Damn. Hmm.
I know.
That's so sad.
Guys, it's not a death sentence. It's like he's got the flu.
If Drake got coronavirus, I feel he would just make a really hot banger out of it anyway.
All right. Can you guess how hot Harry Styles is?
Okay.
How hot is he, Chelsea?
Thanks. I wish you were a little more excited, but it's fine. So he is so hot that after sexy photos of him from his recent cover shoot with Beauty Papers magazine appeared online, their entire website crashed. It was down for a good hour because so many people were trying to order it.
So many people, meaning Chelsea.
Chelsea and a pack of rabid 14-year-olds.
He was also wearing fishnet. If you haven't seen the pictures yet, you should check them out, because he's wearing fishnet tights.
Gosh.
Okay, Booker, who are you to
it's
say
a little
that?
Much. I'm Chris Booker. That's the kind of things I say all of the time.
Anyways, I'm going to say it. Harry Styles and fishnet tights getting us through this 2020 quarantine. Moving on.
I don't know about that.
All right, sad news for Friends fans. The Friends reunion special on HBO Max will be delayed due to the coronavirus. So it was supposed to film next week, but now it's pushed to May. We were supposed to get it in May, so you got to find something else to watch.
Nobody cares. It's not an episode of Friends. That's what I want.
Booker, stop hating.
No.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. I love this article that there's so many divorces in China.
Yeah, you would love that.
Because people are tired of one another because they've been under quarantine and the numbers have spiked. That's so sad.
Yeah, but I also bet the baby numbers have spiked too.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that too. Just two things to do. Fight and you know what.
Yeah. The other F one.
The other F, yeah.
The other F. It's not family.
No.
Crystal B, what's trending?
All right, Booker, remember when you said you wanted to get a dog?
Where my dog's at? Be right here, dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, now is your time, because you can foster one during coronavirus. Animal shelters are now asking people to foster pets during this time.
Because, like, what human would be able to give back a dog after you spend a time with it, right? You can't. There's no way. Like,
right.
It's a trap.
And, like, fostering for coronavirus, that's the most, like, nicest thing you could do. You're helping a pet out. Like, you can't say no. You can't do that. Dogs are smart. All right, so there you go, Booker. We already know of the TikTok really hot boyfriend check.
Ayo, really hot boyfriend check.
Well, now there is a TikTok corona check.
Ayo, coronavirus check.
Nice.
So this is a challenge of people opening doors and not using their hands. So you can imagine they're using their feet, their hips, and even their butt cheeks.
Oh, hell nah.
Which is so gross. The most unattractive butts opening doors. Disgusting.
I've got that penciled in for around 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Nice.
Great. I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. So I did venture out to the grocery store yesterday.
Wow, brave.
Well, I was running out of things. I'm out of food. And it's crazy because I went to Trader Joe's in the Valley and they had a line to get in.
Oh,
it's
my
like
gosh.
Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
There's a line. They only let 5 people in at a time. And I can't tell you how many arguments that I heard in the store.
No.
Because Trader Joe's signs up like, hey, we're trying to give stuff to everybody, so no hoarding,
yeah.
Only two things of one item, so please follow the rules. So there was this woman freaking out in front of me. She's like, well, you guys don't have anything that I need.
Oh my gosh.
So she gets an entire box of something. I don't know what it is. And the workers are saying, ma'am, you can only buy two things. And they're being as polite as possible. And the woman's like, well, you don't have what I need.
Oh my gosh.
So I have to take these. I'm like, I'm not going to get involved, but you're going to get an earful on the radio tomorrow morning for being a butthole. Then there was another person in line. I can't believe how testy people are.
Oh,
it's insane to me. So there's an older gentleman. I would put this guy easily in his mid-60s, maybe even 70s. He goes and grabs some flowers. Imagine he's leaving the house. He's older just to get flowers.
Aww.
I'm thinking...
For his wife?
Like, it's not worth
my
it,
my heart.
Though.
Yeah, okay, give your wife Corona, okay, out there getting flowers. Draw a picture of some flowers, Einstein. I mean, do that.
Ugh.
That's not the weirdest thing. I'm not even going to rag on him for that.
Okay.
He then goes to the front of the line and says to the lady, hey, can I go in and check out? Just have this in front of a line of 20 people. Now,
wow.
I'm sitting there in line like, they better not let this dude in. And I'm not going to say anything if they do. He's older, like, I care. But they're, once again, being really nice. And then an argument breaks up.
Oh, no.
But I'm just going in to get just this one thing. It's just one thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And everyone's in line for maybe just one thing. But it is really funny seeing how this is testing people's patience. And you kind of get to see the humanity of people.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy,
you know?
The lack
of humanity.
The lack of humanity.
Like, be nice to each other. Come on.
I also heard another conversation. I'm just eavesdropping in the grocery store. This is all I'm doing. Oh, look at me. It's insane.
The gossiper.
I am. I was listening to this one woman. She was talking to her husband, and apparently her grandson is now going to play for the San Francisco Giants.
What?
But okay, but listen, the husband, he's not going to wear their jersey because he's LA proud.
I love this so much.
It's a nice sentiment, but you're thinking, that's your damn grandson.
Yeah.
You could put on a jersey, doesn't mean anything. He's like, nope, I only wear blue. So that was the other conversation I heard yesterday. Crazy, right?
Insane.
All right. You know, we've got the real dummies of the day coming up, and we've really got some gold for you if you
so
stick with
good.
Us here on AMP. I mean,
I
we're talking gold. Hold on. It is AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on AMP Radio. I love dummies.
Oh my gosh.
I love them.
These are real dummies.
Well, Chelsea, let me let you set up the dummies.
Well, I'm sure you've been seeing all the pictures of kids on spring break, like down in Florida. Everyone's at the beach still. So they actually interviewed some of these people on spring break, and they gave us their take on the coronavirus.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months, we've had this trip planned.
What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
I mean, it sucks, but we're going to make the best of it.
Dumbass.
I would like to just state for the audience, this is Florida.
Where
do
you yes.
Not
it's
California.
Florida.
Not California. Florida. Why is it always Florida?
And they're making millennials look really bad.
This is supposedly the most woke generation. We're not seeing a lot of woke behavior.
I just like that the interviewers went and asked these people. They're clearly intoxicated. They're clearly
yes.
on something. And they're like, yeah, let's interview these people who are
yes.
clearly drunk.
Perfect. I would have done the same thing.
God bless you, Florida. May you never fall into the ocean. It is AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.